Chapter 17. Artemis. You there? Parzival.
Yes. Hey, I can't believe you finally responded to one of my chat requests.
Artemis. Only to ask you to cut it out. It's a bad idea for us to start chatting.
Parzival. Why? I thought we were friends.
Artemis. You seem like a great guy, but we're competitors, rival gunters, sworn enemies. You know the drill.
Parzival. We don't have to talk about anything related to the hunt.
Artemis. Everything is related to the hunt.
Parzival. Come on, at least give it a shot.
Let's start over. Hi, Artemis. How have you been?
Artemis.
Fine. Thanks for asking. You?
Parzival.
Outstanding. Listen, why are we using this ancient text-only chat interface? I can host a virtual chat room for us.
Artemis. I prefer this.
Parzival. Why?
Artemis. As you may recall, I tend to ramble in real time. When I have to type out everything I want to say, I come off as less of a flibbertigibbet.
Parzival. I don't think you're a flibbertigibbet. You're enchanting.
Artemis. Did you just use the word enchanting?
Parzival. What I typed is right there in front of you, isn't it?
Artemis. That's very sweet, but you're full of crap.
Parzival. I am totally and completely serious.
Artemis. So, how's life at the top of the scoreboard, hotshot? Sick of being famous yet?
Parzival. I don't feel famous.
Artemis. Are you kidding? The whole world is dying to find out who you really are. You're a rock star, man.
Parzival. You're just as famous as I am. And if I'm such a rock star, how come the media always portrays me as some unwashed geek who never goes outside?
Artemis. I take it you saw that SNL skit they did about us?
Parzival.
Yes. Why does everyone assume I'm an antisocial nut job?
Artemis. You're not antisocial?
Parzival. No.
Maybe.
Okay, yes. But I have excellent personal hygiene.
Artemis. At least they got your gender correct. Everyone thinks I'm a man in real life.
Parzival. That's because most gunters are male and they can't accept the idea that a woman has beaten and or outsmarted them.
Artemis. I know. Neanderthals.
Parzival. So, you're telling me definitively that you are a female, IRL?
Artemis. You should have already figured that out on your own, Clouseau.
Parzival.
I did. I have.
Artemis. Have you?
Parzival. Yes. After analyzing the available data, I have concluded that you must be a female.
Artemis. Why must I?
Parzival.
Because I don't want to find out that I've got a crush on some 300-pound dude named Chuck who lives in his mother's basement in suburban Detroit.
Artemis. You've got a crush on me?
Parzival. You should have already figured that out on your own, Clouseau.
Artemis. What if I were a 300-pound gal named Charlene who lives in her mom's basement in suburban Detroit?
Would you still have a crush on me then?
Parzival. I don't know.
Do you live in your mother's basement?
Artemis.
No.
Parzival.
Yeah, then I probably still would.
Artemis. So, I'm supposed to believe you're one of those mythical guys who only cares about a woman's personality and not about the package it comes in?
Parzival.
Why is it that you assume I'm a man?
Artemis. Please. It's obvious. I get nothing but boy vibes coming from you.
Parzival. Boy vibes? What, do I use masculine sentence structure or something?
Artemis. Don't change the subject. You were saying you have a crush on me?
Parzival. I've had a crush on you since before we even met. From reading your blog and watching your POV, I've been cyberstalking you for years.
Artemis. But you still don't really know anything about me or my real personality.
Parzival.
This is the Oasis. We exist as nothing but raw personality in here.
Artemis.
I beg to differ. Everything about our online personas is filtered through our avatars, which allows us to control how we look and sound to others. The Oasis lets you be whoever you want to be. That's why everyone is addicted to it.
Parzival. So, IRL, you're nothing like the person I met that night in the tomb?
Artemis, that was just one side of me, the side I chose to show you.